the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, as Jim was explaining, our national image overseas hasn't always been an attractive one. And Irish-Australian journalist Brianna Parkins believes that the reason we don't buy into the more Irish merchandise so loved by tourists on these shores, she wonders why we seem to like paddy whackery on some occasions, but not on others. And she penned this essay.
There's an old saying that goes like this: if you're lucky enough to be Irish, well, you're lucky enough.
On St. Patrick's Day, there is no one prouder to be Irish than Americans, or Australians, or Canadians, or really anyone belonging to the Irish diaspora, estimated to be 70 million people spread out across the four corners of the globe. Just imagine what it could do for the novelty apparel industry if every single one of them bought a Kiss Me I'm Irish t-shirt for the 17th of March. But Ireland has a complicated relationship with the version of itself that's deemed the most profitable and marketable to tourists, particularly those who come seeking connection to a place they only know a faint rendition of, often through stories from family that left Ireland decades or even centuries ago. A country that might not exist anymore, or never really did in the first place.
When was I?
We're torn between wanting to make as much money as we can by giving the people what they want, but being accused of one of the worst crimes in Ireland, committing grievous paddywhackery. It's understandable that Ireland and her people are a bit sensitive about national stereotypes.
The Irish, when they first arrived, were considered the lowest of the low by most Americans.
Crude caricatures of drinking, fighting, backwards bog dwellers.
Animalistic, simian features, very ape-like.
Who spoke in riddles and played fiddles were historically used to justify the cruelties of British colonialism. Since the beginning of the modern state, Ireland has been trying to shake off the chip put on its shoulder by imperialism. That overwhelming fear of being seen as less than, particularly by other, bigger countries. Which is why we have a collective cultural cringe about being flogged to tourists in a two-dimensional and sometimes slightly degrading way. The type that suggests we're all just good-hearted simple folk with funny accents and a fondness for drinks, jigs and reels. As if the country is just one long reenactment of the third-class cabin scene from the Titanic. It's hard to know exactly what is and what isn't paddywhackery. Liam Neeson in the Michael Collins movie isn't, but Julia Roberts' dodgy fake accent definitely is.
Your money in their pockets and nothing more, Joseph!
I said that. That's enough, Shannon.
Pickle you like a piece of pork.
So is anything to do with the movie Wild Mountain Time and just Joe Biden talking about Ireland in general?
I'm lucky. I guess it's because I'm Irish.
Yes, you've got the luck of the Irish.
Saoirse Ronan's SNL skit about Aer Lingus was considered paddywhackery, yet Paul Mescal's GAA shorts just felt patriotic.
Now, before we're in the air, we want to go over some safety features on Aer Lingus.
Yes, but even before that, we know what Aer Lingus sounds like.
Yes, we can't get through a flight without someone making an Aer Lingus comment.
You know about the
We flinch at foreigners buying family history crests to trace their great-great-great-great-great-grandparents back to the old country. Yep, the Barack Obama Plaza, a petrol station dedicated to the former president's distant links to Moneygall, has become a beloved national monument.
My mother used to say, remember, Joey, the best drop of blood in you is Irish.
It's hard to know where the line is when, quite possibly, it can be shifted by money. For example, there was little complaint when Dame Street in Dublin was renamed Notre Dame Street last August when the American college football team went head-to-head with the US Navy at the Aviva. Thousands of fans showed up to support the team called the Fighting Irish. Yeah. The ones with the mascot of a belligerent leprechaun in a top hat, featured in a boxing stance, strangely reminiscent of Conor McGregor. And we let them away with it.
Notre Dame's Fighting Irish teams and leprechaun mascot finding themselves in a fight against political correctness.
Perhaps the roughly 150 million euros the game brought into the local economy might have softened any hard feelings we had. But is there a way to bring cash into Ireland without feeling like we've sold ourselves out?
You know, I did used to think that I could read your mind at times.
In bed, you mean?
Yeah.
Normal people showed us a possible path.
I don't know, maybe that's normal.
It's not.
The TV series based on the novel was praised by Irish audiences while being linked to an increase in Trinity applications, including from foreign students. There's so much more to Ireland than Temple Bar and tricking tourists into putting their mouths on an unhygienic rock for luck. Who needs paddywhackery when we're the land of saints, scholars and Conall Waldron's silver chain?
Brianna Parkins there.